Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, June 17th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and A-ho, A-ho, A-ho. He wants to be A-ho. He's going with it. So I was watching V. Hale's stories. They by the time you hear this, they may be gone, but she did some kind of a television piece for the gumball alleyway, but the bubble gum alleyway, the chewing gum alleyway. I don't know. It's some place down south where it's just a narrow alleyway, exactly what it sounds like, with brick walls on either side. But you can't tell what kind of walls they are, whether they're brick or whatever, because they are 100% covered in bubble gum. And the ground is covered in that, too. And at one point, she looks into the camera. She takes the gum out of her mouth and goes, boop.
And yes, boops. I did see it. That. Very cute.
I really did think, oh, that was for us.
Mm-hmm.
She booped that gum for us. She booped it right onto the wall. Adorable. You know, I think, I don't know if she steals all those funny sayings or she's actually that creative. Like, that's a girl who should write one of those calendars with the thought for the day. If she's writing all those things, she's so funny.
She,
like, some of them are...
I think she's just really active on there and retweets and reposts a lot of stuff she finds. But either way, it's fun. She's a fun follow. Follow V. Hale.
Yep, V-H-A-L-E.
Part of the Alice team.
Yep. Hey, I thought we were having her on Fridays now.
Didn't she came on early this week because of some conflict, right?
We won't. Oh,
we had her
right.
on Tuesday.
Yeah, she did have a conflict. Tuesday. Yeah. Well, anyway, she's been around... less than I'd like her to be. I want her on.
Oh, she said maybe she can do Wednesdays again.
Oh.
Because of that whole thing.
Yeah, because now she doesn't. Was that on the air? Am I allowed
to?
Yeah,
that was on the Secret Show. Yeah,
okay,
believe,
so the place got sold and now her short-lived TV career is.
But she still has some time left over. Yeah. She has to finish up over there.
Right. Well, it's summertime. Summertime's always wonky. Everybody's schedule's all screwed up in the summer. So it'll be fine. It'll go fast. Everything always does. There's some love here, and there's some response to, and there's some plugs. There's a lot coming up in this email. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Sarah and Vinny. I just want to quickly start out by saying I think you guys are amazing people who bring so much joy to your listeners. I religiously listen to you guys every day. I can go paragraphs about how amazing you guys are, but I'll spare the listeners time. So this is a reply to The Secret Show for 6/13, which was this past Monday. It is, again, it's about that woman who couldn't get over her husband cheating on her, even though it's been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we still haven't heard back from that, from the woman herself. Did you get anything from her?
Because
I want to know how she found out. Did she find this in his phone? Was she going through his phone? You know, did he feel such guilt that he came running home and told her all about it? Listening to that totally made me think of my own situation. I got married to my husband in 2018. 6 months later, he confessed to me that he'd had a one-night stand with a girl he met at a club while I was at my bachelorette party, which was 2 months before our wedding. Hearing that devastated me, but I forgave him because in my heart, I felt that it was a mistake that he made once, and he was really remorseful and he owned up to it. He gave me the space to just feel and understand what's going on. And even though we didn't go to a therapist, we were able to communicate efficiently. And eventually, I was able to become normal around him again and appreciate him being in my life. So they've been married 4 months. Or, well, whatever. Early in their marriage, he admits this. And now she's been dealing with this ever since. With that said, I still do think about it almost every day, and it's been 3 years, just like the woman who wrote in, and I cry over it randomly. I will always get triggered when I see cheating spouses on TV, and it will bring me back to that dark place when he first told me about it. So the woman who wrote in, feelings like these will take time to go away. I'm still suffering from it, but only you will know if there are enough pros for being with your husband for that one mistake that he made. People do make mistakes and do deserve forgiveness and second chances if they show remorse and are trying to do better. I can't speak for anyone but myself, but to the woman who wrote in, if you haven't talked to your husband about how you're still feeling right now, maybe you should try. I tell my husband all the time how I'm feeling, and he knows that I'm still hurt from it, but marriage needs communication, because how I usually put it is that no one knows what the fuck you're thinking. Hope this kind of helps. If not, thanks for reading it. Take care and good luck. Please don't say my name.
I think without saying so, she is saying so. Like this, she's been trying for 3 years and is still bummed. So we haven't addressed it directly, like, you know, but it sounds like that's the part I don't remember from the first telling. And after I thought about it a lot, I felt like, geez, it doesn't sound. But you said she's been with him for 3 years since this happened and still isn't okay.
Yeah.
So I do think that in some cases, and this varies from person to person, there are people who've been cheated on who get over it and stay with their person.
Yep.
There are people who have been cheated on repeatedly and look the other way and stay in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's because they're somehow they've decided this doesn't mean anything, have any bearing on their actual relationship. You know, I don't know what people go, where they go in their own heads to justify the things that are happening in their situation. But I think if after 3 years, it's pretty safe to say she's tried and it's not working.
Mm. You know, did you ever hear the story about Yoko Ono, that she actually hired a younger Japanese lady to take care of John Lennon's sexual needs because she was done fucking him? And then and she was fine with that, like, go, this is it. But then the two of them fell in love. And that's when Yoko Ono stomped that shit out. Like, some people can separate. Like, I guess if you didn't want to bone your husband anyway and you knew he was out there cheating, but he came home and you still had the same relationship that you had, but it just wasn't, you know, the sex thing was getting, those needs were getting met elsewhere. As long as he didn't fall in love with that person, maybe some people can deal with that. Because you're right. There are people whose partner is a serial cheater. They could leave, but they don't. They don't even address it. They don't call the person on it. They just go, well, that's just what's going on there. And I can deal
or
with it.
One less thing I have to do.
Or, right.
You know, like, yeah. I do think there are other ways that someone would decide they can live with this. I don't know how. I know if it were me, I would say, look, Yoko, we can stay friends. Yoga. But I don't want to sleep with someone not my wife. Mm-hmm. I want to sleep with my wife.
I want you to be my sex life.
And if you don't want to be that, then we are not much more than good friends. And that's fine, too.
Right.
And I've, you know, it's hard to be a fan of the person you're with. You have to sometimes be able to say in a situation where they say to you, I'm unhappy and don't like this anymore. You have to be able to say, if I love you and want you to be happy, therefore you need to get on and go find someone that makes you like that's mm-hmm. hard, but I'd rather be that than be someone who's A, getting cheated on, or B, someone who's being maybe not abused, but not treated the way you'd like.
Right.
You know, like there's nothing good about someone who's clearly not into you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, really? Like,
but sometimes people are very comfortable in that relationship and they're so evolved that they can deal with them getting that part of their needs met elsewhere. And if it's transactional for the dude, but they still love the wife. I mean, for me, I couldn't wrap my head around that. I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I guess I'm just not as evolved.
I just wouldn't want to. Want to sleep with the person I'm with. That's who I want to. That's what. Crazy, however crazy I am, that in my mind is the definition of a marriage or a relationship, is that this person that you like hanging out with, but also that you like boning. Mm. Like, there it is. It's a deeper thing than a friendship. It's more.
Right. It's more than a rent and the partner only way, situation.
Because I've said it enough times, and I don't even like repeating it, because we are cool. We're good. But we've had some rough patches, and there's definitely, you know, some conversations were had. And for me, I'm not staying in a sexless marriage. I'm not. But I would under one circumstance. And that's if something health-related caused her a problem that she couldn't physically do it, that's totally different than someone who's decided,
I don't want to.
No, you're gross.
Ever anymore.
Or I don't like that. Or that's totally different than I'm having a physical, real life health emergency.
Right.
And sex isn't okay with that. Like, then that's totally different.
Yep.
In my mind.
Oh, I'm with you.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The Homeworks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would.
Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I agree. I like that in sickness and in health. Those are the vows, after all. You know, this person actually has a couple of things that I could plug here. She said you don't have to do it on the air, but I'm afraid to do them because they will directly associate back to her and this husband that cheated on her. I don't know if she thought that through or if she actually wants that. So I'm not going to do the plugs.
No.
And I feel bad because right. They're both worth plugging. They're both really interesting, and one of them is about food, and I'm totally into it.
Maybe we'll slide it in another day, just randomly.
Yeah, here's some random plugs, not to be associated with anything we've ever done on the show. That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll just keep it. let me highlight these and go ahead and put it right in my folder. All right. Yeah, that's not a... Now that a few people have written in and said, yes, I too am dealing with sort of the long-term effects of this thing that has been done, you don't want to just tell someone to get over it because it's each person's thing to deal with in their own way. And some people can deal. Clearly, it's demonstrated. Some people can deal and other people, you know, you might just be better off ripping off the Band-Aid, going your own separate ways. Of course, there's kids involved in the first one that we read, so I don't know. It's tough. There's nothing easy about that, either one of these situations.
No, it's not. One thing I've definitely felt about with myself anyway, and there are people who admit it and will say, yeah, I can't not be in a relationship. I have to be with someone. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually really good not being with someone too. So while I'm not trying to say I want to get out of my marriage by any stretch, but I'm saying if it came down to it, I've definitely for long periods of time said to myself, you know what love is? Work and too hard. Like it's too distracting and it can be not worth it. There are definitely times where just being by yourself and doing life and doing the things that you enjoy, that's like, you know, you've got your routine, whatever that is, exercise, eat right, sleep well, go surfing, play guitar,
watch
like
the
I'm
movies
fulfilled
you
with
want.
All that too.
Sure, yeah.
So I think that, you know, sometimes we get a little carried away that we can't just be alone, and you can. It's okay.
Yeah. In fact, you should be okay with being alone before you put yourself into a relationship. You've got to have a healthy relationship with yourself. You can't define yourself by the person that you're in the relationship with. That's actually incredibly unhealthy, because then when they let you down, it's like you've let you down. You're defined by this person and they're a cad. Somebody here is saying, it truly made my day hearing you read my email. I love you all so much. It's from Jessica, and she doesn't reference her. You put this in the email folder, but it doesn't reference the problem that.
Yeah, it was right after we read it. I forget which one it was.
Okay, never mind.
It was Love for V Hill is what it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Jessica, thanks for the love that you sent to V Hill. She's like so psyched that she heard us reading her email, and she said, I can't believe I forgot to put my name on there. So now there you go. Jessica. She misses the Friday montage too. Me too, but that's sort of a human thing. So, and, you know, also it was when we were all in the studio week after week. That was, you know, back before the pandemic. All right, let me see what else I got in here. Okay, this one is titled Multiple O's, Lucky.
Oh, I think I put that part, Lucky.
Yeah, obviously. You put the titles on these.
Lucky.
Hi, y'all. Don't say my name. I'm a huge fan of both your shows. Thanks for all the entertainment you've given me over the years. I've always been just a listener, but as of last night, I have something to write in about because I believe it's a chick thing, and maybe V can weigh in. Oh, sorry, V Hill's not here today. Of course.
Well, Sarah's a chick too.
Yeah, but it says V weigh in with Sarah since Nikki is gone. But wow, Nikki's gone. Of course, I love Vinny and Bryn's take on things, too. My husband and I have gone a few weeks without sex due to miscellaneous things, including the overlap of our usual once-a-week plan by me being exposed to COVID and then him being out of town. So I took care of myself last night, and it was muy satisfying. Here's the thing. I kept orgasming like every minute or two after the initial big O without any stimulation. It was just a single pulse, but pretty strong, and then gone. And then another minute or two, and then another single pulse, and then gone. This went on for at least an hour until I fell asleep. Then I woke up and changed position, and again, these little orgasms kept pulsing through me. It was almost annoying, but enjoyable too. This happened a couple other times in my life when I'd gone a while between O's, like the first time after my kid was born. Now, I've had multiple O's, but that's always been with continued stimulation, and then I climax a few times, and then I'm done. This was different. No stimulation. My question is, has anyone else had this happen? I'm not a big porn watcher, but I've read erotica in my day, and I've shopped for sex toys. I've had discussions about sex with different partners, etc. Is this something? Did I just miss it being talked about? Thanks. Hope you all get laid, especially those who really want it. Don't say my name. Loyal listener. I've never had that happen. I can go on record. I've arrived several times during a session, but people sometimes describe multiple orgasms as being, they actually just sound like kind of long orgasms to me, but this hour long and then you change position and they start again. No idea. Lucky to the point of annoyance, though. That's maybe you're like, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep. Quit coming.
Well, yeah, I don't, I'll tell you this from a guy perspective that I have, and I haven't been around as much as I wish I had. I really should have fucked a lot more ladies. But anyway, that's just a regret of my own. But anyway, what I have come across is everybody seems a little different. Not entirely different, but a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so some people will say, I like direct stimulation on this spot right here until I'm done.
Right.
And then I'm going to push your forehead or kick you off of me because it's too sensitive and I need
off.
You to stop.
Right.
So there's that. Then there are people who you can just keep going and they keep going. So there's definitely...
Yeah.
But have you ever heard of this?
Like, no, I haven't heard of that.
An hour later, she's still getting orgasm pulses?
But I'm not surprised that there's yet another twist in the vagina. Like, of course there's another side to it. But why wouldn't there be? Just when I think I've got everything figured out, there's a new twist. Super.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The Homeworks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would.
Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's all I can say. I don't.
I've never experienced it, but I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, and good. Oh,
it's
thank
called
God.
A spontaneous orgasm. And basically, you get O's, continuous stream of O's, separate orgasms go on and on. It'd say that if you want to try to avoid it, you have to try to figure out what's triggering it. In this case, I think she was masturbating, but. They also have something called, let's see, where was that?
Yeah, you know what? Wasn't
corgasms.
Corgasms.
Exercising can also cause this sometimes.
Oh.
Exercising-induced orgasms.
Wasn't there some lady, and she was like, it's a huge medical problem. Like, she was just orgasming with no stimulation, just walking around would make her orgasm. And then she'd sit down, and she'd orgasm. And then she'd be talking to her boss, and she'd be orgasming, and...
Where is this from?
I just remember like years ago there was a story about this. The lady who couldn't stop orgasming. Type that in.
Okay.
There was something. She was like a medical anomaly. So maybe there's a little bit of that going on. And just, you know, hopefully in an isolated event. I mean, the fact that she said it got annoying by the end is... That's a little frightening. I guess you would get sick of it after a while, wouldn't you? Like... Okay, enough of that already.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds so extremely rare, though, that it's not something the average person would have to worry about.
Well, hopefully our listeners will be able to weigh in with some personal experiences with this. What did you find there, Bryn?
A lady named Lorna Harrison. She had, I guess she was suffering from some sort of, they call it a medical disorder. That it put her in a state of constant arousal, and she couldn't, I guess it was just uncontrollable. I haven't read too much about it yet. That's all I have so far.
So it's just constantly orgasming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the lady's name or anything, but I definitely remember hearing that story. Like, she became this medical, you know, all the medical journals were exploring it and writing about it.
Yeah. Well, imagine you're a lady who can't find your orgasm.
Yeah.
That would be very...
Annoying.
And I've actually come across that too, where you come across someone who's like, I orgasm with oral only, or I orgasm with this, but not that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
It's a picky little area.
It is. It's
picky
interesting.
Little pussy.
And I think that the women who play with themselves more are more in touch with that than women who don't, because it just seems like you've spent a little time to.
Mm-hmm.
To get to know yourself.
Whitey was telling me one time years ago that he was with a girl. And actually, I know that this girl also banged another friend of mine. And they both told me that she would come right out and say, listen, just so you know, I am not going to, you can lick my pussy. You can do this. You can do all the, try all your tricks on me. It's not going to happen. I only can come by myself. You know, I can come, but only in this one way. I've fucked enough people to know. And then it becomes a challenge. Well, you haven't had my magic cock yet. So, you know, the tales of frustration and woe that came from both of these dudes, the other one was Village. We all got to talking about
the girl?
It one night. I can't think of her name.
Oh.
I think it was like Cynthia or something. I really can't think of her name. But anyway, they both were sort of singing the same. They realized it, you know, together. And they're like, yeah, it was such a challenge, bro. I know. I didn't know how to get her there.
You know, one of the weird things about that, and I don't understand why a woman would feel like this, but often women aren't comfortable with their legs spread in front of a guy. Like, they just don't feel...
Well, there you are. I mean, if you...
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, there isn't a place on earth a guy would rather be, and yet for some reason, she doesn't feel pretty or comfortable
or... She can't relax and get into it.
Or able to relax, whatever it is, And I do think with age comes the ability to just realize everybody who's here is happy to be here. I couldn't
You're not
be more
forcing
thrilled
someone
with
to
the
do that.
Looks and the smells and the like the whole thing. I'm into all of it. And it might help someone relax enough to be able to say, yeah, direct with a tongue does work.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I couldn't unclench enough to let that happen. But with time, I think that ends up being more of a young person problem than.
Maybe she finally got there. I actually thought to myself, though, how, and I've thought about her so many times over the years, just like to say to someone, listen, you're not going to. I don't want you to be bummed about it. It's not going to, that's just not going to happen. I know this about myself. To be at that, you know, we were all very young and for her to be like, well, I'm not going to fucking fake it. So A, that's a check in the right column. And B, I'm going to be honest with you about what's going on. You can try, have at it. It's all here for you. I don't want you to be bummed out when it doesn't happen because I'm not going to pretend it did. So I feel like she's a rare bird in her own, in both ways, you know.
Well, she was young though, right?
So she was, so who knows,
maybe she hadn't
experienced
it.
Sure, some dude finally cracked
eventually,
the code, guys.
Sure,
yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happened.
She had to find it within herself. It's all a
listen,
mental
even
game.
You guys are backing up the guys. Oh no, somebody got there, somebody figured it
out. I'm maybe
they,
not
they look, unlocked the box.
I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm saying if you're someone who's young and hasn't been able to, it's possible with time and with a partner that you're more comfortable with, you might be able to.
Sure.
I don't give a fuck about that chick and her orgasms.
Yeah, right.
But I do think if I were with her, of course that's something you don't want to hear someone say. And that is a frustration. Like, okay, so
yeah.
This isn't fun for you and you're
well,
you're
she wasn't saying that. She
front.
Was letting you know that she's not going to orgasm. I want to do this. I'm going to have fun doing it. But if you're looking for me to, you know, fake some fireworks, that's not going to happen. It's just a weird situation to, because it is, right? It just becomes this whole subtext to the thing.
Back to that letter,
yes.
That person, it seems like a medical condition.
Oh.
And it's actually, I found more cases
medical
of
condition?
Mm-hmm.
Like as in
especially
a problem?
If there's discomfort, yeah. There's other case where this person had the same spontaneous orgasm and they ended up, they were prescribed anti-seizure medication for what they had. Because they're having 4-hour orgasms.
Oh.
So, I mean, if it's really causing discomfort, you should seek medical attention.
Well, this only happened the one time, it sounds like. Yeah, that's something to keep an eye on. Jesus, anti-seizure mm-hmm. medication. That's no joke. All right. Any final thoughts here? We're going to wrap this up on a Friday?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I hope we're the champions. You
know. We are the champions, my friend.
Everyone has a great weekend.
Yeah.
Get out there and rip it up. Go. Oh, the Warriors already went.
But go. Continue to go,
continue
Warriors.
To go.
Continue.
Right. I'll see you at the parade.
Are you going to go to it?
San Francisco, why not, right? It's
yeah,
right on the block.
Sure. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Where y'all doing? We're good.
Vinny?
Oh, sorry. The end.